So 2008 marks the first year since 1980 that actually saw a decline in driving on American roads, highways, and yes, indeed, the byways. It's all about gas prices. Car sales, too, are suffering. GM sales are down 16% from this time last year. Japanese automaker Toyota isn't faring quite as badly, but their sales are down nearly 7%. As of yesterday, Toyota is steering its ship, or car, if you will, in a new direction. They announced that they will take a factory that was slated to make SUVs and instead use it to make Prius hybrids. They also said they will consolidate the manufacturing of various gas-guzzling SUVs, which have plummeted in popularity recently. So what does it all mean? Is this a smart move in the nick of time or too little too late? And by the end of the interview, we will get a definition of a byway. Here to lay it all out is Ray Wirt, editor-in-chief of the car blog Jalopnik. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how are you doing?
Put it in perspective for me. Why is Toyota doing this?
Well, what Toyota's found is that it makes a lot of fiscal sense right now for them to be assembling the Prius here on American soil. Gas prices being what they are and the general state of the economy, it makes sense to be able to point to something like the Prius and say, look, you know, we're building this here, and demand is increased for it. But it also means that the strategy that they employed 5 years ago of, you know, we're going to build large SUVs and trucks to compete against the American automakers on their home turf, it wasn't the right decision for them.
What's the margin on an SUV versus a Prius?
It's much higher.
Really?
Yeah.
So they'd rather sell us SUVs if we were buying SUVs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're a profit-maximizing company like any other.
Yeah.
They want to make the biggest they want to have the biggest bang for the buck.
But in these times, is it also a bit of good corporate PR? Because the more Toyota Priuses are on the road, the more people associate Toyota with fuel economy, even in the brands and the models that aren't necessarily more fuel efficient.
Absolutely. I mean, look at what their competitors are doing. I mean, you see press releases about GM, Ford, Chrysler, whether or not they're going to be declaring bankruptcy. You see questions about them cutting shifts and cutting workers. It's good PR and good marketing to be able to say, look, we're not going to be cutting manufacturing here in the United States. We're just going to be shifting manufacturing here in the United States.
So the factory won't be making Priuses until 2010. Does this mean that we have to assume that they're thinking that gas prices will still be high in 2010?
Yes. And I don't think there's any automaker who thinks that it's going to be dropping anytime soon.
Are automakers good indicators of where gas prices are going? Because remember, 5 years ago, they thought we'd still be buying SUVs. So do they know more than, you know, others?
Well, 5 years ago, we were still buying SUVs. But
when they projected into the future.
Exactly. I mean, they're not the best indicator of what the trend is for this year and next year. It takes about 4 years for a automaker to be able to plan out their product cycle. So to be able to make a guess on what's going to happen in the next few months based on what automakers are providing for sales is really playing a crapshoot.
Is it a huge deal to say, all right, this factory, and you can tell me where the factory is and any details you know about that, but it was going to make SUVs, now it's going to make Priuses. I mean, is that a whole huge new system of assembly lines and all the hardware, or is it relatively, for a huge company with a lot of, with much money, is that not that hard to make the conversion?
Well, actually, it's actually not a shift in a plant. It's actually the building of an entirely new plant that's going to be building or assembling the Prius, and it is a huge undertaking to be able to convert an old manufacturing facility into a new manufacturing facility. The chassis and the bodies and the frames require an extraordinarily large amount of tooling and dyeing. It's not like you can just say, you know, that this factory that's building the Ford F-150 can now build, you know, the Ford Fiesta compact car. It really takes a lot of years of planning. It's not as simple as just flipping a switch.
So what about Toyota's moves to consolidate the manufacturing of trucks and SUVs in the U.S.? What exactly does that mean, and how are we supposed to interpret that?
Well, what it means is that their strategy of building large trucks and SUVs, just like every other auto manufacturer, was a failure, and that they're now looking to shift production and make sure that they're not keeping factories idle that could be, you know, being, you know, profit centers for something else. They're realizing that the big profits from big trucks and big SUVs was just not a smart idea.
So, but the very the verb to consolidate, that means they had four factories, now they'll have one?
Basically, what they'll be doing is they'll be moving shifts from a factory that was slated to be making pickup trucks for them to one facility that's going to be making pickup trucks for them.
Today it was announced, the head of GM, there's been a lot of talk that GM might be declaring bankruptcy. He tried to put out a statement saying that won't be going on. You want to analyze that for a second?
Sure. Rick Wagoner, the CEO of General Motors, and really also the folks over at Chrysler, there's been a lot of speculation in the media that that they could be potentially declaring bankruptcy in the next year or two. All of this based off of a Merrill Lynch analyst report 2 weeks ago that said that the potential exists that they could declare bankruptcy. Now, the problem is that there's no evidence to indicate that that's going to happen anytime soon, but that analyst report kind of drove speculation from other people who were sending in tips to, you know, journalists saying, look, you know, this could be a possibility, this could be a possibility, but there's really not a whole lot to that. There's no evidence to indicate that that's going to be the case.
Right, but I think any head of a corporation, if those were the rumors swirling, no matter what the case was, would have to go out there and say, we have no intention of doing that. Otherwise, the stock just gets hammered.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have no expectation that Rick Wagoner would handle that any differently. It's just that I don't see any evidence out there that they're going to be declaring bankruptcy anytime soon, not just based on what his comments are, but based upon what I'm hearing and the numbers that I see. They've got $24 billion in the bank right now, along with a $7 billion line of credit. That's enough not only to get them through the year, that's enough to get them through the next 2 years, losing money every single month.
All right, so now it comes the time when it all pays off and we answer one of the questions I've always pondered. What the heck is a byway?
Byway would just be any road that travels in between a highway or a state expressway and a state highway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just another word for a road.
If it didn't rhyme with highway, would we even say it?
Probably not.
All right. Ray Wirt, editor-in-chief of the car blog Jalopnik. Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you.
Put that in your bag of knowledge. The bag of knowledge just accumulating this hour. And next up on the BPP, we're going to put a Hillary Clinton supporter inside that bag of knowledge. She's going to explain to us why anyone would give to a candidate who has announced, I'm done running. So you're just giving to retire Hillary Clinton's campaign debt. I guess it's a nice gesture. This is the Brian Park Project from NPR News.